As the countdown continued with just over 1,200 days left to save the planet, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in Taichung, Formosa or Taiwan collaborated with 29 other co-organizers to host a climate change conference entitled Protect Our Home with Love on October the 11th. The letters L-O-V-E signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Thousands of participants attended the event to stay informed about the latest facts on global warming, ways to live sustainably, and the single most effective solution, the plant-based animal-free diet. The conference was co-hosted by Thelmo Louis Buddy Cunanan, the famous Philippine TV host of NBN Television. Discussions on the themes of love were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientists Dr. Liu Shaoshen and Professor Liu Chongming, famous Formosan or Taiwanese film and television personality Ms. Tan Aichun, President of the Formosa's first veg-promoting website, Mr. Ling Hong Hui, Chief Editor of Personal Cultural Enterprise Company Limited, Mr. Ling Xu Wen Er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hong Xian. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Chan Tian Wan, Deputy Speaker of Taichung City Council. Graciously accepting an invitation to attend via video conference as the event's guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai. We now invite you to join us for part 5 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Protect Our Home with Love, held on October 11th, 2009, Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan.
Master, we have special guests here with us who have a question for you.
Welcome.
Now let's begin our question and answer series with Supreme Master Qinghai. First, we have Dr. Liu Shaoshen, the Director of Research Center for Environmental Changes, Academia Sinica.
Supreme Master Qinghai.
Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you. What specific actions have you suggested to reduce the greenhouse gases? And are these actions effective? Thank you.
Ni hao, Dr. Liu. You are a distinguished scientist, and I'm honored to be some service. I'm glad to meet you. Thank you for raising this very important question on behalf of the audience, because perhaps you are already aware of the answer. Dr. Liu, in order to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions, we must stop the source of greenhouse gas emission. The source of greenhouse gas emission is 50% from animal raising, animal products. And we have to stop that source as soon as before yesterday. We must stop further raising and reproduction of animals for meat or any other use. We don't need animals' dead suffering products to stay alive. I even wear fake fur, you know, this I designed it. artificial fur. Doesn't it look beautiful?
Yes,
very
beautiful. Lovely color.
Yes, we don't need to kill to live. That is very simple philosophy to understand. Otherwise, sages of old have told us that. and we will be wise too to listen to their counsel. Come back to our modern day. Countless humans and animals have proven this. Stop the animal industry, then we will stop greenhouse gas emissions. According to a new study, the livestock industry is responsible for more than 50%. This is a new research, new conclusion. Because before that, the UN estimated it's only 18%, 1/8. And now the scientists have discovered that it is more than 50% of all greenhouse gases emissions come from livestock raising, come from animal industry. But I'm sure there is more than that. We will get more and more updates all the time. The more updates we get, the sadder, the more grim the picture that we get. This is according to a new calculation, an update since the calculation of 18%, which was announced in 2006. Now, 3 years later, we discover that it is more than 50% by the scientists. So, if the globe changes to a vegan diet and stop the livestock industry from continuing, then 50% of greenhouse gases can start to go down, and quickly, because the majority of the livestock emissions is methane, not carbon dioxide. You are very aware of this, Dr. Liu. Within a 20-year period, kilo per kilo, meaning for every kilo of methane emitted, it has 72 times more of the heating capacity than from 1 kilo of CO2, meaning carbon dioxide. That is why the livestock sector is responsible for so much of the global warming. At least more than 50% of it. So in addition, the good news is methane is a very short-lived gas. Carbon dioxide takes many decades to leave our atmosphere, but methane has a lifetime of about 12 years only. So that's why scientists, including NASA researcher Dr. Gavin Smith, even said that it may be more cost-efficient to reduce methane in the atmosphere than it is to reduce carbon dioxide. I quoted him exactly. Therefore, it's more effective and smart for us to focus on methane first. And to do that, we have to stop its number one source, the meat industry. And for that, we must change our diet. Scientists also found that if we change our diet to a vegan diet, we can release vast amounts of land from producing grains for animal feed and return it to forests or feeding humans. Even you have said so, Dr. Liu, in an interview on the Supreme Master Television, that these forests would then be natural carbon sinks or areas that absorb and remove a lot of greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. According to researchers in the Netherlands, the forests would be so effective at absorbing carbon dioxide that we would save a lot of money and energy from trying to develop expensive technologies to do what the trees can do better. World governments could save tens of trillions of US dollars. Tens of trillions of US dollars. I leave you to calculate how much. Over just a few decades, if everyone be veg and plant organic. When we plant organic farming, the organic farming will also absorb another 40% at least of the carbon dioxide in the air already. So you see, 50% less from no more animal industry, 40% less carbon dioxide from organic farming, then we will be singing. Our world will be safe. Our children will continue to live in this home forever. Right now, 1/3 of the entire Earth's land surface is used either for grazing animals or growing feed for the animals, not for humans. We humans use very little of this agriculture section. Is that an efficient way to use the land?
No.
It's not. Yes, it's not. In the Amazon, the world's largest rainforest, 91% of the land that was deforested since 1970 is used for livestock pasture. Imagine the lung of the earth being barren just for livestock pasture, 91% of it. This is a devastating way to make a cheap profit at the cost of our planet's and our people's survival. We are eating our planet by consuming meat. So without the needless animal industry, not only we will gain forests, we can also have organic vegan farmlands to grow real decent food for humans. And like the forest, these farmlands can also absorb a lot of heat from the atmosphere. I repeat again, the organic farming absorbs a lot of heat from the atmosphere, and a global shift to organic vegan practices could mean 40% of all greenhouse gases absorbed as well, apart from the 50%+ that we eliminate through the terminating of the animals raising practice. See? So, we see here, if we really want to get to the bottom line to find the most effective solution to climate change, we absolutely cannot go on ignoring the most urgent, serious cause, that is, the animal consumption and the like, because it is heating up our earth at a dangerous speed, causing catastrophic disasters everywhere, causing suffering to our sweet, defenseless, blessing-loving animals, causing suffering to hundreds of millions of our humans' coexistence through meat-related diseases, losing loved ones, losing homes, losing lives, losing hopes. 1/6 of the population is starving. Children die every few seconds from hunger. Right now, as we are speaking, Bangladesh is only half the size of what it used to be a decade ago. The list never ends if we continue to partake in this killing phenomena, massacring tragedy. Call animal industry. We can replace this with hundreds more variety of nutrition, healthy, life-saving food substances. We have info for this, free to download and disseminate at www.suprememastertv.com. Please help us to inform people before it's too late. Thank you, Dr. Liu. Thank you for your precious time and your wonderful question.
For your wise answer for us.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US dollars a year.
cancer, colon-rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Next, we have Mr. Huang Mulang, an environment caring artist.
My name is Mulang Huang. Thank you very much. I have a chance to enjoy here and to meet you. Today, I learned from you about the low-cost organics, vegans, equals. This is our life in the Gulf. 上我们上次看到大师您的大作《高贵的野生》这本书对于动物的NQ的数值是不晓得如何定下的。 在您的大作里面的第一页就有提到NQ， 在书上的列出的NQ的数值， 人类的NQ 很多不及其他的动物， 这是令我非常的惊叹不已。 请阐述人类的NQ 在这么悬殊差异下， 如何做更具体的弥补方法， 让世人能够走向共同存活的处事观。 上师您的造化已经可以说与万物灵犀相通的境界，那么这个爱已敷衍无界，令人非常的敬仰。然而即使世界气候变迁，灾难频仍的时候，地球危机，为了免于灭亡的当下，请问上师，除了爱心的呼唤，未来您 上师对世人将如何更具体的指示和开导？ Thank you. 谢谢。
王先生， 谢谢你来参加这个研讨会。 So, you are an environmentally caring artist. I'm very, very happy that you're doing that. I hope you are fine. You look good. And you look like an artist. That's for sure. To answer your first question, sir, I was also surprised myself, surprised to discover the differences in NQ, meaning noble quality among the races, between the animals, different animals, and between animals and humans. For those in the audience who may not know, NQ refers to our noble quality and the noble quality in all beings. In the book, The Noble Wild, I have listed some of the NQ percentages. For example, cows have 40% noble quality, pigs have 30% NQ, mean noble qualities, dogs 30% NQs, geese 20%, duck 8% NQ, meaning noble quality, etc., etc. Whereas for human, there are lots of us who have an average NQ of 10%, and many other humans who have an NQ of just 3%. It's very sad for me to discover as well. As much as I'm surprised, I was sad. For comparison, lions also have 3% NQ, and tigers have 4% NQ. So why do some animals have a higher NQ? Yeah. I asked them, and they say it's because they have more unconditional love. And I check up with the responsible divine power and confirm the same. That the reason why some animals have high NQ because they have unconditional love. They radiate compassion. They don't harm other co-inhabitants, except the few that we have mentioned, like tiger and lions. They may even protect them with selfless disregard for their own safety. You and the people in the audience probably would have the chance to observe this in the wild or in your own backyard or in your own household with your pets, your dogs, etc. Whereas us humans, although we are equipped with higher intellect, we often do the opposite. For example, we hunt for fun, we fish for fun at weekend. We don't care about other people suffering from hunger. We wage war en masse, destroy en masse, promote wars, promote destruction, promote the killing of other people, selling and producing weapons for that reason, and promoting wars for that reason. So actually, it is not surprising, if we come to think about it deeply, that many humans have the NQ similar to the lion or just 3%. But even then, the lion only kills when he's hungry. He doesn't kill for fun. And when the lion kills some animals, he asks the permission from that animal. He asks the agreement from that animal. And they both have mutual agreement before the lion or the tiger kill the other species for food. If you have the telepathic communication ability awaken, which we all have anyway, then you will know this as well. It's not only I who say this, but anybody who can communicate with animals will understand this fact, that any animals who kills another animal for food, they ask permission, and they only choose the weak, the old, the incapable to kill for food, so that they will preserve the strong and the thriving reproduction of that species. So they only kill when they're hungry, the tiger and the lions. Humans, we never have a need to kill another to survive. We have a lot of choices of food in the fruit and vegetable kingdoms. We have more than enough. We are allowed to defend for our own life, but even then, we will still enter the cycle of never-ending revenge. If we kill others, we will get killed in return. And then in return, we will kill the relatives or loved one of that person in return. And so it goes on forever. So there are three ways to raise our noble quality, and they are, first, never harm any living being. The one simple rule of all time, of all religions, of all the great masters since the time immemorial. Second, always do good to others in any situation. Follow our heart and intuition. And if anyone needs help at any time, we must help them. Think of the dog who doesn't hesitate 1 second to jump into harm's way to defend his human companion, or into a collapsed building to rescue a trapped stranger. The dog has 30% noble quality because they don't hesitate to sacrifice for others. Noble quality means we put others before ourselves. We're ready to sacrifice any time for a good cause. We're ready to help any time other people need us. Depends on our capacity. Many other things we can do, we would do if we possess high noble quality. So anything good, anything that is a noble, that means it comes from noble quality or NQ. Yes. Or we think of the water buffalo in China who pushed himself into a well and got stuck just in time before the family's little daughter almost fell in. He had 40% noble quality. That's no wonder. Keep the love in veg diet. That's number three. If we cannot do much else, like charity or helping someone, just do this. Just be veg. Because the veg diet alone saves hundreds of animal lives from entering your graveyard stomach. And avoid making ourselves into a graveyard, of course. And there will be incredible positive loving energy from your beings and transforming every cell, elevating all around us, the people, the animals that come in contact with us. We elevate them into a higher level of consciousness. In the Bible, God said, "I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. Your hands are full of blood. Stop killing the innocent. Otherwise, I will not listen to your prayers." In the Buddhist Sutra, also said very clearly, eating meat destroys the seed of compassion. And a meat eater's every action will terrify all beings due to their bodily scent of meat. It's very simple. To murder alive is not a noble way of living, including indirect murder of ordering the death or enjoying the death of an animal for food. So we must keep the loving veg diet to protect our precious noble self. So, as well as all these, we can improve our noble quality by loving action. Always remind ourselves to be noble, to do good deeds, to help those who need, and help animals whenever we can. They will, in turn, help to elevate our NQ. We have a lot of information about this on SupremeMasterTV.com. Feel free to download and print them, as well as many programs you can download and learn many good tips on being veg, planting organic food, and there are even plenty of shows about variety of good deeds to inspire you. Mr. Huang, regarding the concrete instructions and guidance to avoid the planet's destruction, it's again, be veg, go green, do good deeds, and be loving. That's a loving way to live. That's a noble way to live. Plant organic vegetable as our food wherever possible. In your backyard, in your balcony, we must develop our innate noble qualities because after all, we are human beings. And it's the only way we can save the planet from destruction.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. selections from the Baha'i writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now. Mr. Huang, you still want to hear some more other quality? Instead of NQ, we have another called LQ I have just discovered yesterday because of your telepathic question sent into my brainwave. I have discovered another kind of quality. Do you have time to hear some more? Or the audience would like to hear some more?
Yes.
Ah, good. If you did not question this, I would not have looked into the other corner of the library of the universe, or I would not have asked other divine beings or animals for more information, because I probably did not need it. Okay, so now, in addition to NQ, which means noble quality, we have another to be endowed within us. That is LQ. LQ means loving quality or godly quality. We call it LQ for loving quality. Loving quality, this is an unconditional loving quality. It's even beyond the love between a husband and wife, beyond the love of the mother and child. Because this unconditional loving quality, meaning we have love for all beings, not just our relatives and friends. Yes, and we're ready to sacrifice or help anyone who is in need, be it our kin or just total strangers, be it our benefactor or even our enemy, which Jesus has mentioned, love thy enemy. This is the loving quality that we should cultivate. Many animals have higher LQ than humans. I'm sorry again. I'm also very sad to discover this. And also, size doesn't matter. I just discovered as well. For example, for domestic animals, LQ ranges from high as 300% to low of 80%. That's for domestic animals. Okay, the following are some examples to give you an idea of animals' average LQ. For example, the dogs that you have at home, they have 110% LQ. That means more than 100%. Pigs, surprise, 120% LQ. Ducks, the little ducks that quacking around your yard, 90% LQ. Chickens, also 90% LQs. The chicken that we're calling them little chick, they have 90% LQ. That's almost 100%. In the beginning, I thought 100% LQ, 100% a loving quality, that is perfect already. But I was informed that is not. 100% is not. It's not the perfect yet. More than 100% we do have. Now chicken 90% LQ if you remember. Buffalo 110% LQ. Horse 180% LQ. Well, on and on and on, but this is just some example. Now for wild animals, I'm surprised again, just like you will be, Mr. Wang. Their LQ has a range of high also from 300 to a low 30. For instance, wild monkeys average is 100% LQ. You know the bear that we try to save in the Arctic? 110% LQ. Elephant, only 100% LQ. I'm surprised too, huh? The big whales that some people hunt for food, 300% LQ, 300% loving quality housed within that loving, great, gentle giant we call whales, W-H-A-L-E-S. Now penguins, smaller than whales, but they have 200% LQ. And the seals that people hunt and cut them to death, you know, savagely for fur, they have 300% elk kills. So up to now, we have whales and seals, and cows also have 300% elk kill. The cows that we massacre every day to eat, without second thought, without mercy, without compassion, without thinking twice. The cows, they plow our field, they give milk to some of our children, they have 300% elk kill. So up to now, we have the three greatest, the whales, the seals, and the cows, which have 300% elk kill. Now the dolphin that we love to play with, 110% elk kill. The rabbit, 110% elk kill. Imagine the rabbit that hop around. They look so cute, 110% elk kill. So elk kill is important. Elk kill also very important. Intelligent IQ, may we have, may we not. But LQ, NQ is very important. Now we come to the tiger. 20% LQ. Lion, 21% LQ. Leopard, 22% LQ. Would you like to know about humans, sir?
Yes, Master.
Yes. Very much.
Yes.
Good, I hear it loud. How do we humans compare? Now, the human average is 20% LQ. The highest LQ of the humans on this planet is 90% LQ. And the lowest of all of us have only 5% LQ. Of course, the saints, the sage, they have thousands percent LQ, eh? They're not human, eh? We don't call them human like us, eh? Okay. So I'm very sorry to inform you this, as I was informed even the day before yesterday. But it may be some help to some of us to re-introspect about how we spent our precious time, and short time even, on this planet, and with what we depart from it. So if we keep our focus on always being loving, selfless, and kind, our LQ and NQ and even IQ will rise up in no time. We all have a big bank of loving quality within us, big account. The more we spend it, the more interest we will gain. NQ, LQ are similar in pattern. That is, the more we exercise in due circumstances or in our mental makeup, in our mental concept, in our way of life, the higher and greater we will develop, the greater we will become. You will be happier with yourself and happier each day with each other. We will smile even in our dreams. Try, and you will see what I mean. Thank you, Mr. Huang. Interesting question. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master.
It appears that you are rich advice is so rich of the information for me. From now today and after, you are talking always the gold on my mind with my family, with all the friends around myself. So I thank you very much for your advice. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir, for your question.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your beautiful words of wisdom.
No, it's not my wisdom. It's not my wisdom. I have to thank Mr. Wang for asking a very educational question and thus invoke my mind to go search for the true answer. Not just any ordinary answer, but a true answer, because you have asked question. So I went searching for the truth of the universe. If you have not asked this question, I probably would not have thought about asking about LQ, meaning loving quality. This is also new to me. So I have to thank you, Mr. Huang. Thank you so much. And thank all the universal divinity for educating me this way.
Thank you, Master. And thank you, Mr. Huang.
我非常荣幸有这个机会来接受这样的一个实在是一个教育，这一次真的这么荣幸参与这个会，最主要实在是迫在眉睫的地球危机的讯息，让我们任何人都有一份这种责任要来了解。那么我们很荣幸有青海无上师他的主持。 他的主要的这个目的，近几年他对弘法方面的努力，他要我们就是要尽量能够吃素，不要再吃荤。我已经有介绍吃荤与吃素的利害关系，这里他呼吁我们要用Rohas, Eco and Vegan and Organic 这些五大的重要题目，就是。 爱护我们的这个守护我们的家园，我们能够在生活环境中每个人尽一份的力量去改变自己，让全世界的人跟着这样的目标去改变自己，这样我们地球会有救的。Thank
you for joining us today for Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for part 6 of Protect Our Home with Love. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Farewell and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.